Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 49, and I'll read most of it. Hear this, all peoples, give ear, all inhabitants of the world. Both low and high, rich and poor together, my mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. Why should I fear in times of trouble, when the iniquity of those who cheat me surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches, truly no man can ransom another, or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die. The fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations. Though they called lands by their own names, man and his pomp will not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence, yet after them people approve of their boasts. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol with no place to dwell, but God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will rescue me. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praised when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish. Pastor Adam at work camp this past week, when just talking about planning for the immediate, are we living for immediate pleasures and satisfaction, or do we want to live with eternity in mind? And he hung a long string and just talked about, you know, relative to even time that, like, secular science would say exists, billions of years, our life relative to that, much less our life relative to eternity. And it was a good visual reminder of a spiritual reality that we're talking in terms of forever. And these are concepts that are really hard to get our minds wrapped around. We can think of a really, really long time, but what does it mean to exist forever? And we live biblically when we take God's view of time, God's view of priorities, as Deb talked about yesterday, God's view of things that really matter. And this psalm is just, it's like jumping into a deep pool of understanding and wisdom. The psalmist is wrestling with the reality that there are those in this life who are successful, and they use their success to put others down, to do evil. And there doesn't seem to be so much in the way of judgment for them in this life. And he says, if we zoom out and see the reality of what their end will be, of what our end will be, and what God is going to do, that even though someone might be naming towns and cities and lands after themselves, one day they're going to die. And after that, he is going to face judgment like anyone else will. Successful, unsuccessful, good or evil, all of us will die and all of us will face judgment. And at that point, it is what God says that ultimately matters, and not just for this life, but for eternity. This is why spending time in God's Word is so important, that we get God's perspective on the things that we are facing. Are there those in your life who are doing evil and seem to get away with it? Or are those who seek to do you wrong? Or are there those that you just watch on and say they shouldn't be able to get away with what they're getting away with? Trust them to the Lord. We do not need to fear in times of trouble, as it says here in verse 5, because we can trust that God is going to make all things right. Some things in this life, but everything in eternity. This is the reality that we will live with far more. Our lives will be like a blip on the radar screen of eternity. And we can trust these moments, though they may feel big now, we can trust them to God. So God, thank you for opportunities to gain your perspective on that this life is like a vapor, just when life will soon be past, only what's done for Christ will last. And God, we can see those around us who are committing evil, who are seemingly successful. They are praised, and they are not living in accord with what you want. They're not living with you in mind. They are the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. But we know that you will make all things right, as you have at the cross, and you will in eternity. So Lord, help us to be renewed in our minds by soaking them in your word, so that we might walk in peace and the joy of knowing that you are still on the throne. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.